Welcome to TBD with Sam Stoner. In this podcast, we talk about all things tech, business, and design. Along the way, we attempt to innovate indeterminacy and reduce the stress of the unknown. Today, we're talking about the basics of web design, HTML and CSS, and why I think it's important for designers to venture into the vast world of programming language. So, let's jump into it. So I'm a designer. My focus is mainly on graphic design and website development, and I didn't realize how limited my understanding of websites were until I took a web design course for my master's program. This course covered the basics of coding with HTML and CSS to create basic web pages. Before this course, I could recognize what HTML looked like, but I didn't really know what to do with it or how it actually worked. Through this course, though, I learned how to code a 5-page mobile responsive website from scratch, and it gave me a whole new perspective on website design. In this episode, I'm going to share 5 reasons why I think it's important that designers of all kinds should learn at least the basics of HTML and CSS. Now, I'm not an expert by any means. I've taken one course in HTML and CSS, but I really enjoyed learning this new skill. I'm someone who enjoys learning new things, especially when they're going to be useful to me in my professional growth as a designer, and these skills definitely were. So with that, we'll jump into reason number 1, fundamental design skills. If you are someone who is new in your career or looking for a direction to go within the technology and design industries, learning HTML and CSS are fundamental skills to start with. Starting with these 2 programming languages can assess your interest level in coding. You may find that you really enjoy it and you want to dive in and learn more. The beauty of HTML and CSS is that it's just the surface. You can dive in and go learn about JavaScript, Python, or many other programming languages out there that I haven't even begun to look into. HTML and CSS are a springboard into the expansive world of programming languages, and you never know what you might be interested in until you give it a try. Reason number 2, understanding the backend. Before this class, my understanding of websites was pretty limited. Most of what I knew came from my experience working with tools like WordPress or Wix or Squarespace, which basically turned the actual editing of a website into more simple drag and drop interfaces that make it much more user-friendly and reachable to a wider audience. But it doesn't necessarily show what's going on underneath when you're just moving these things around on the website if you don't know what you're looking for. This class taught me about how servers work, the difference between static and dynamic websites, and the basics of how to manipulate code to create different styles and layouts on a web page. I learned the underlying actions happening to the code behind the front-facing simplicity of a website builder. As I move forward and continue to work with websites in my various capacities with design, understanding the backend and how these simple things are working in the background is really beneficial to me and the potential clients that I'd be working with, because it helps me get a more well-rounded picture of how the website's working from the backend to the front end. And that brings us to reason number 3, which is improving collaboration. It's no secret that working with others can be both rewarding and challenging when it comes to working together with design. People have different ways to describe what they intend a designed piece to look like, especially when they are approaching the design from different perspectives. This challenge comes into play when designers and programmers are trying to speak to each other. Learning HTML and CSS, while it won't solve all these issues, it can improve how designers collaborate with programmers. By understanding the basics of the language of HTML and CSS and how style sheets connect to HTML pages, designers can begin to speak in ways that better communicate the design to the programmers who are actually going to build their design. Reason number 4, tweaking standard templates. With the rise of website builders like Wix, Squarespace, and Weebly, brought with it the prevalence of cheap, or at least cheap-looking, website templates. The positives of this are that it breaks down barriers for non-designers to still get an affordable and decent-looking website. However, the downside is that with so many templates out there in the industry, the need to stand out and become super customized has never been higher. HTML and CSS are not the whole solution to solving this issue, but it does present designers who understand the basics of HTML and CSS new opportunities to tweak those design templates, adding features and elements that they think will help them stand out against others who are maybe using similar templates. Reason number 5, appreciate when things work. This one is a little subjective, I must admit, but I know I felt this way when I started to understand how HTML and CSS actually work. I started to understand just how much work goes into making something that presents itself as super clean and simple and straightforward. At first glance, HTML looks like a jumbled collection of words and symbols and icons that can appear to scroll endlessly on your screen. Once I understood the structure and how to properly read HTML, those endless lines of code seemed less scary and started to make sense. Just for fun, I've opened up the developer tools on a couple of web pages on regular websites just to look at the HTML code that they used. When you're just starting out, this is a really good way to familiarize yourself with real-world examples of HTML and CSS in action. So there you have it. Those are my 5 reasons why I think designers should learn HTML and CSS, or at least get the basics understood. I really enjoyed learning about these 2 programming languages in this class, and I'm really thankful that I now have a little bit of a deeper understanding about how websites operate and that I can use in my professional work going forward. I'm encouraging all you designers out there to take a look at HTML and CSS. Jump in, see if it's something you enjoy, but at least understand the basics. In my opinion, you'll find it worth it.